Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point. Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. That's what I actually wanted to say. You know, it's such a weird phenomenon that sometimes when you start speaking, that's the moment when you realize you're not ready, but you still have to do it and you have to push through and then it works out. And I think that's such a wonderful analogy for life. Like, you're probably never ready for something, but then you do it and it just turns out great. So yeah, that's my little piece of wisdom for the beginning of this episode. But yeah, I want to welcome you to this very special episode because it's actually the season finale of season 3 of Sweet But Salty. I can't believe that another year has passed. I have created about 63 episodes, I think, since last October. So it was quite a lot of creation that went into this. And I remember when I started, or when I was contemplating whether to start a podcast or not, I was so torn and I was like, should I really do this or not? And then I sat down and I wrote down a list, or not a list, but it was rather a text of me basically just telling myself that I could do it. And the gist was basically that if I don't do it now, I'm going to regret it. And it's so true. I mean, there's so many podcasts out there and I'm still a small creator, but I know that what I do and what I have to say has value and has the potential of inspiring people and helping people and really giving someone a good feeling. And that's all this is about. So I'm really happy that I did start and I don't regret it a bit. It was a really good decision and I really enjoy creating this. Yeah, so I'm very, very happy and excited for what's to come. Since this episode is the season finale, I'm also going on a little break. So I'm taking a 2-week break from podcasting because I'm going on vacation. And that kind of explains the title of this episode, which is Life's a Beach. And I literally mean beach. I don't mean the other B word that you might have in mind. But I like the fact that, you know, there's some room for interpretation because life's literally what you make it. Life can be a beach or it can be a bitch. And it's totally up to us which meaning we give it and which meaning prevails. And it's so wonderful because we always get the chance to reinvent ourselves and to create a life that we feel like is worth living. And believe me, I've been there. Like, I've been in the trap of believing that life, I don't want to say is unjust. I think I never believed that, but I certainly believed that life was kind of hard and full of stress and pressure. And I have realized that that's no way to live. Like, there's so much wonderful stuff to experience and to discover. And there is literally no reason for us to believe that life could be anything other than what we make it. Because what you always have the power over is the way you view things and your interpretation of what's happening and the meaning that you give things. I recently saw a video of Tony Robbins where he basically said, what is kind of the essence of life or something like that? And he said it was emotion and meaning, because once you understand that you give things meaning and not the other way around, you have the key in your hands, and you have the key in your hands to create emotions that feel good to you. Because you can say, oh, okay, well, this happened and I didn't expect it and I don't like it, but maybe it was there because I was supposed to learn something. And once you see things that don't go your way as a learning experience, life becomes so much better because you can learn from everything and you can have so much fun and so many deep experiences that you wouldn't have otherwise. I mean, you know, because even if we say that life's a beach and that's what we make it, there are stormy days on the beach. There are gloomy days. There's rain, and that's part of life. It's not always rainbows and sunshine, but it would be boring if it was, because we learn through the harder and tougher experiences, and that's totally fine. Life is a win-win situation, basically, because either you have fun and you enjoy yourself and you feel pleasure and joy, or you learn, and that should fill you with the same emotions. So we can only go forward and expand our experiences and our knowledge and really have a lot of fun if we let things unfold as they ought to. So yeah, I'm really, really excited for this little break. I think it'll be amazing for me to recharge my energies and to kind of gain some new perspectives and some new ideas of where I want to take this. Maybe I'll get back my salt, who knows? But I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe if you haven't already. And in the next 2 weeks, you definitely have a lot of episodes to go back to and to listen to. And I would be super happy if you did explore a little bit. I mean, I have so many episodes. This is episode 143. So there's a lot to explore and to soak up, if you will. So I really hope you're going to do that and that you'll stick around. And then I will catch you in 2 weeks. Stay tuned. Bye.